and welcome to The Silent Why. I'm back with another Graveyard Musings episode. I'm Claire, host of the podcast, blog writer and Herman maker. Check out thehermancompany.com for more on those cute little grief buddies. Now, for you faithful followers who have been around for a while or even from the start, or for those of you that love to start a new podcast with episode one, you might remember that I did a few episodes called Graveyard Musings. This is because I'm a great lover of graveyards and wandering around to read the names and stories on the headstones. They just fascinate me. So while I was doing this at our local graveyard, I thought I'd record some of my thoughts and make them into an episode, or episodes, which I did for a three-part series. Then, a while later, I took Graveyard Musings on the road and we went international. And I did an extended episode from Belgium, where I visited the world's largest cemetery for Commonwealth soldiers, Tynecot. Now I'm back again, and husband Chris is with me this time, and these are the recordings from when we wandered round a graveyard on our trip to Wales last year. I'd love to tell you myself which cemetery we were wandering around, but my Welsh skills are a bit limited, so I've recruited the help of my Welsh expert. Take it away, Jonathan.
Mynwent Llanfair Talhaearn.
Yes, we came across this cemetery on an evening walk and decided not only that we'd have a wander round, but also that we'd record some of our conversation to share with you. So enjoy the sounds of the Welsh countryside as Chris and I wander round this cemetery. And there's only one thing that can mean in the background. Yep, sheep. So Chris and I are in the modern half of a graveyard, I think, in Wales, hence the sheep.
North Wales, hilly, not quite mountainous, wet, damp, warm.
It's weird weather.
I'm very conscious of any exposed skin we have and midges flying around.
Yeah.
Did you hear the sound of a... That's me spotting something.
We've just walked past a little church with a very old graveyard that you were sort of allowed in, but not really. We weren't quite sure what the rules were. And now we've gone further down the road and there's another one, but it's full of more modern looking graves. Quite regimented, you say? All very dark stone.
I guess that's Welsh, isn't it?
Shiny.
Wales is known for its slate.
Yeah,
this is
maybe.
Quite a black, slate grey looking. Although these are marble, they're not slate.
I think, having just looked down, I might be stood in front of the grave with one of the best names I've ever come across.
Introducing, in loving memory of...
Herbert Wardle, who died in 97, aged 97. That's cool.
It is, and his wife Sarah Wardle. Herbert Wardle.
Oh, look, she died 101 years old. And underneath, if you could just read the inscription for us, Chris.
Roedint i'r head nawr i byd amdano.
That's our best attempt. There's a lot of Welsh around here. And for those of you more international listeners, we are right next to Wales where we live in England, but don't speak a word of Welsh. It's a very, what looks like a very complicated language. A lot of long words. I'll take some photos of some of these graves because there's some great words on it that I can't even begin to pronounce. But a lot of quite Welsh sounding surnames as well. So there's a lot of...
Lots of Jones.
Jones, Davis, Owen... A lot of Johns, a lot of Davies. Do you pronounce that Davies or Davis? D-A-V-I-E-S. I think
could
it's Davis
either.
Sometimes.
I just spotted a Gwynfryn Allard Jones.
Griffith. Lloyd. Howell.
H-Y-W-E-L. Howell.
Yeah, there's some classics.
Mifanwy.
Oh, Mifanwy, brilliant.
Jean Mifanwy Lloyd. Very Welsh names.
Llewellyn. A lot of Jones and Davis, though. They're all over the place.
I think the sheep can hear voices and think it's food time.
I don't know what it's going on. They're very very smart, this graveyard. The other graveyard was more, the older one, had all these wild flowers growing up, almost sort of covering the graves with these pathways in between, very natural, rustic. This one's a lot more modern, cared for. They're a bit more tightly packed in. And there's not much, you notice there's not much on the grave. Like it says the name, whether they were like maybe mother, son, and then you've got the... date of death and maybe birth, but there's nothing else on there. Like, there isn't the sentiments that you get sometimes on a lot of gravestones. I don't know why, maybe that's something here. I mean, I imagine some of it is in Welsh and I just can't understand it.
think that's very much the case. There's quite a bit written in Welsh. Comments at the bottom underneath the names and the dates. Might be a sentence in Welsh.
Maybe. Not a lot of space, but normally you'd see it in like a couple of lines.
So what we need? Google Translate. This is a very bold gravestone here.
Yeah, there's a very strong one here.
It's very modern. Aubergine shaped.
Yeah, it's like a dark grey aubergine shaped.
With and a then, very large modern font.
Yeah, like in white. In loving memory of David Strachan Taylor, 1942 to 2015 of, what does that say? Lodge Isaf. There's another one just a few doors down. It's got like a white top to it. The top half is sort of white and it says John Turner, forever loved, au revoir. A little bit of French going on.
And John Turner, clearly a fan of the Christmas tree. There's a semi-decorated miniature Christmas tree in a pot.
I missed that. I was actually...
pot on his grave.
I was distracted by the white dove he's got on top of it as well.
Considering it's June, I'm surprised those baubles are still standing.
There's another one there, like a classic Janet, bless her, waiting for the husband. There's always a gap underneath. Oh my word, let's have a look at this one. There's a really big, older, ornate one. It must be, I don't know, it's taller than Chris, who's a good 6 foot tall. And it's got something on the top of it. I can't actually work out at this distance.
I think
it looks like an urn covered with a piece of material.
I think we're seeing the way of a figure in stone, a carved figurine.
Thomas Euflin Jones?
Another Jones and
it
Margaret
is, it's a jar
Jones.
And it's got a piece of, like, it's made out of stone, but it's got a piece of material also draped carved over. Out of stone, draped over the top.
Hmm.
I've seen that before. Joanne over there has got a circular gravestone. I haven't seen that before. There's a few books shaped like the, you know, the classic open book.
So these still go back to the 20s. I think they're more recent than that, but that was the 20s.
I feel like this section just to the right of the middle path is like older, and then they've put the new ones in further afield on the sides, more towards the edges.
Can't read some of these.
Can't quite read Margaret Williams.
This particular grave has got a large enclosed area, or square.
Oh, there's another Herbert Davies. I do like the name Herbert. That's huge. This one's got like a gravel area size bed in front of it with like a marble going around the outside, and then there's an urn in the middle. Maybe it's just ashes. Oh, it might be ashes and a burial plot. Some of these are really big, like the width of like maybe two rather than one. See, we've seen that before in a different one. Gough Am. That's obviously Welsh for something. I've seen that on quite a few.
Here lies.
Maybe.
There's a few names that we must pick up on.
Yes.
I think you've just pointed out one in the mature way that you often do.
Yeah, I think you should just talk to us about Thelma.
Mrs. Wanklin died in the late 1940s,
mm-hmm.
So we remember the Wanklin family.
Yeah, oh, that was her maiden name, which makes you wonder why go with the maiden name, if that was your name, when you were also married to Peter Davies, by the looks of it. Yes, Peter Davies. So technically she was Thelma Davies, but chose to have her maiden name put on there instead.
It's true. Be proud.
Yes, she's going to own that surname.
There's a great name down here of, let me find it again, point it out to you.
I wish I had a name that people would stop and look at.
At the very back under the tree, in loving memory of Gwen Leon and Helena Wynne.
Wow.
So that's Gwen Wynne.
Gwen Wynne. That is, yes. Gwen Wynne.
The last win, it says the last win of Garth the Wynne. Oh, that's, then it says loving mother and nonna. The last win of Garth Wynne.
Gwen Wynne.
So that's Gwen Wynne.
Of Garth Wynne.
Yeah, not quite sure what that
brilliant.
Means.
Brilliant.
Bessie Heath, I like that. Good old
that's
Bessie Heath.
That's a good
Heath.
Name, yeah. Bessie Heath. I feel like she was the larger lady with the teapot at church.
Ah, oh, here comes Bessie
here
Heath.
Here comes Bessie
with
Heath.
With a massive teapot. And then there was one more that I liked. Ah, there we go. Winnie Wileyman.
Winnie Wileyman.
Late 90s. She died. Dear wife, loving mother and grandmother, sadly missed by all her family.
Oh.
And her husband just gets a single name check. Also her beloved husband, Gordon.
Interestingly, because even look at this one, this paler grey one. Precious memories of Gerwin and Beach, loving wife and mother, who fell asleep in 1995. That's just it. Interesting the use of language there. Just fell asleep. I think I'd want mine to be a bit more clear than the fact I died.
Claire Sands, she died.
Died.
Clearly.
No one's going to stop at my grave. You're going to have to put something amusing on it because no one's going to be like, look at this name. Claire Sands.
There's presumably a priest or a vicar buried over here.
Why?
Because even though their name, well, the gravestone... It wasn't enough that their name was Vernec Morgan Griffiths. You all right there?
Sorry, a bug went down
something
my top.
Flying down into you. Yes, so you've got an individual called Vernac, V-Y-R-N-A-C-H, Morgan Griffiths.
B-A.
B-A. And also, it says before the name, the Reverend.
And look what happened to him.
Fell asleep.
I've not really come across that before. Maybe it's a Welsh thing. So, this is your first musings with me around a graveyard. Are you generally a fan of graveyards? Or are you just doing it to amuse me?
Are they the only two options I have? I wouldn't say I'm a fan. I'm not trying to amuse you. So, to both of those. I think they're interesting. I think I'm more in love with the surroundings than I am.
It is very pretty. What we haven't said is it's a graveyard, but it's against a road with a wall that's made of, like, what I presume is some sort of Welsh stone.
Welsh stone, quite dark.
But beyond that is a beautiful hill, and the sky is, like, blue and sunny, but with lots of cloud. It's a little bit misty. Yeah, it's a stunning setting as far as graveyards go.
It's a valley, isn't it, really? I mean, this is a valley bed.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Wales is very known for its valleys.
And sheep.
Sheep. And we've got some chickens nearby.
I'm sensing you want to be buried here.
Probably not. But closer to home, we'll be fine.
It's called paradise.
It's a 3-hour drive.
Somebody asked me on social media recently. They put a question underneath one of my posts saying, what do you like about graveyards? And it made me think about it. And I think, basically, the stories. I love that there's so many stories here. I don't know them and you can't really see them. You can guess at them. But all these people just here have had a life and a story and different length of lives as well. And I just think it's just interesting. You can see family connections. You can see names that were shared, even if they weren't related. They're always different depending on which country you're in, depending on what wording people use, the font, the size, the material of the actual grave, the way they're laid out, the situation. Everything's different about it, but I just think they're something interesting. And peaceful, you said, you know, it's very peaceful, and that's partly the setting around us, but also there's something very peaceful about graveyards. They say rest in peace, don't they? So I guess these guys are resting in peace.
Reminds me of the many talks that we've heard over the years when people refer to living in the dash. These gravestones all have a date of birth and a date of death, and in between them is a dash, and that's what we're currently existing in.
Mm.
And it also makes me feel a little bit under pressure to have to get your gravestone.
Oh, a lot of pressure.
Absolutely spot on if you're the one that dies first.
Absolute perfect wording. Something very profound that people stop at and go, wow.
Claire
and
Sands.
We know it's not going to be my name, so it's going to have to be something else.
Childless podcaster.
Yeah, I don't really want the pity stop. Like, oh, look,
finally,
she didn't do much.
Finally, the hormones are at peace.
Yeah, I'll just, you know, don't do the whole kind of wife full stop thing either, because that would be what, I don't want the whole not a mother.
Okay, if you want me to write a poem.
Yeah, that'd be fine. The other thing I like about graveyards is that they're never busy. You never have to fight to look at graves like you do in the zoo to see the elephants. It's always just pretty empty.
Depends which graveyard visit.
Well, I've never been in one that's been busy. Even when we went to see C.S. Lewis, it was empty. It's not like people with... Anyway, yeah, I like that about them. Right. Let's leave these people in peace.
Rest in peace.